Hey, good morning, my friends. We are on day 33, which is called Fasting After Feasting. Today's Tzom Gedalia, the fast of Gedalia. And the question that I raise in the chapter and I'd like to share with you now is, why are we fasting today? So technically, the reason we're fasting today is because there was a Jewish leader, Gedalia ben Avikam. He lived after the Babylonians conquered the land of Israel and destroyed our first temple. That was 586 BCE. And most of the Jewish community in Israel, it was a terrible devastation. Many Jews were killed or exiled. There was a minority of Jews after the Babylonian destruction of the first temple, is what we're talking about. A minority of Jews were permitted to stay in Israel. And Nebuchadnezzar, who was the head of Babylon, destroyed our temple. He appointed this Jewish man, Gedalia, as a political figure, as our governor. And several years later, Gedalia was assassinated, and the last remaining Jews were forced into exile. So the fast of Gedalia, therefore, really represents the last of the Jews being sent into exile after the destruction of the first temple. That's important, obviously. And I'm going to come back to something in a minute because it was a Jew killing another Jew. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But the more basic question is, what's the connection to the high holiday season? Why are we having this fast now after Rosh Hashanah? I mean, some joke that after all the eating we've done on Rosh Hashanah, maybe the sages thought it was a good idea to fast. But the answer I gave in the chapter that I wanted to focus on is that we're now in the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. We're now in the 10 days of repentance between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and we're supposed to be trying to get closer to Hashem. And fasting, observing the fast of Gedalia, is very connected because the Kabbalists teach us that when we sin, in a sense, we're sending ourselves into exile because our natural state is to be one with Hashem. I've spoke about this a lot over the last couple of weeks about the concept of tshuva, that we're returning. Where are we returning to? That's what we're doing. It's not simply repentance, we're returning, because our natural default is to be with Hashem. Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, the author of the Tanya, wrote that each of us has this godly soul, a nefesh elokit, which is connected to Hashem, and we are hardwired. We're connected in a naturally pure and good way. Sin has the effect of distancing ourselves from Hashem, which is a deviation, and that's why the term that we use to get back to Hashem is tshuva, is returning. You know, which kind of implies that we were once there. You know, we use that term, Baal Tshuva, you know, for someone who starts keeping Shabbos, wasn't raised with it, but they weren't raised with it. So why are we saying they're returning? Returning to what? So we've shared this before, that they're returning to their original state, the way Hashem created us. And therefore, when we do something against the laws of the Torah, against God's will, we're really doing something unnatural. We're sending ourselves away from our familiar place of connectedness. We're sending ourselves into Galut, into exile. Maybe that's why we observe the fast of Gedalia right after Rosh Hashanah, because the fast of Gedalia represents the last remnant of the Jewish people sent into exile during the Babylonian reign. And at this time of the year, when we're considering the mistakes that we've made, the sins that we've committed, we're reflecting on how through our sins we too have exiled our souls and how we need to yearn to return to Hashem. One last thing that I want to share with you, and that is what I mentioned earlier. This is the only time in Jewish history. I remember when Yitzhak Rabin was assassinated, I think it was in the early 90s, and he was killed by a Jew. And the last time before that was Gedalia ben Avikam, the fast of Gedalia that we are commemorating today. Because for a Jew to get up and to do this to a fellow Jew, the worst thing in the world, what's kept us strong, is our unity. And we are again facing foes and enemies who are attacking us from all sides. We need to stay unified. And that's one of the things we should be thinking about this Aseret Yemei Teshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur as we get closer on this 40-day challenge to the day of Yom Kippur. How am I getting myself back reconnected to Hashem? But how am I staying connected to my fellow Jew? Even if I am disagreeing with my fellow Jew and I don't particularly appreciate another perspective that someone else is sharing, incredibly, incredibly important for us to stay unified. The fast of Gedalia also reminds us not only to bring our souls back to where they belong, back to Hashem, and to pull them out of exile if they've been distanced through sin, but also to stay connected to one another. Have an easy, meaningful fast if you're fasting, and it ends, as I mentioned, at 7:18.